On the show today, we have Q Individual Group's Chris Rowe talking about the upcoming Cherry Blossom Race in Washington, D.C., so check it out. We are talking about a very festive and fantastic event called the Credit Union Cherry Blossom Race, which CUNA Mutual Group is heavily involved in. Can you tell us a little bit about, for those folks, there might be a few folks in the credit union industry this year, but can you give us a quick heads up on what this event is and what it's all about for credit unions?
So this event is the largest running event in Washington, D.C., inside the district. 18,000 runners run.
Wow.
And the charity for this event is the Children's Miracle Network.
Mm-hmm.
And so runners raise funds, credit unions raise funds, sponsors like us, CUNA Mutual, contribute. And collectively, the funds have, over the last 16 years, that credit unions have been involved, we've raised $7.5 million.
That's a nice chunk of change.
Children's hospitals to help families and kids.
Indeed. Very cool. And so why is it so important? Obviously, the charity aspect, the philanthropy aspect is really, really important in helping these hospitals out throughout the nation. So let's shift it toward credit unions. Why is it so important for credit unions?
So it shows the credit union difference of mm-hmm. people helping people. And I think you've heard about credit unions for kids. And this dovetails right into the aspect of credit unions and philanthropy helping children's hospitals. And because it's in Washington, D.C., it also demonstrates the credit union difference to Congress. So there's about 200 senators and members of Congress that are honorary co-chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Over 600 congressional staffers. There's an event on Capitol Hill. So if you walk into a congressional office or talk to your member of Congress, they know about this race.
Okay.
And they know that credit unions are making a difference, and it's something that's very on site for them to see and participate in.
Indeed. And this year's going to be a little bit different because we're going to have a lot of new faces in Congress. So with the new administration, with the recent elections, so there's going to be a little bit of turnover, and so there might be some people that are brand new to this, so it'd be kind of cool to get the message to them as well.
But absolutely, and for those who are going to be at the GAC, the CUNA Government Affairs Conference, when you walk into a member's office, you can thank them for being an honorary co-chair, and rather than just starting off with an ask, you can say thank you for being a participant, thank you for the support, and thank you for being part of the credit union difference.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not aware of the race because they're new, then you get to sign them up.
There you go.
Just want to help children's hospitals.
Give them a pair of shoes and some socks and say, hey, come on and join us, all right?
That's right.
Indeed. So what is your involvement? You said CUNA Mutual is a big sponsor of this race and the event as well. So, I mean, how are you guys involved? What do you guys do?
We do a lot at a lot of different levels. We got involved when it first came off the ground about 16 years ago.
Yeah.
A CEO at a credit union, Bill Brooks, came up with the idea and approached Larry Blanchard, who used to work here in CUNA Mutual full time.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry said, "Bill, that idea is so crazy it might just work." And participating in the run, in the race, since the beginning. We've got employees who run in the race, some in the Mid-Atlantic region, some from Wisconsin. And one year we won the corporate division.
Yeah.
We've got employees both here and in the Mid-Atlantic region who raise funds for the race. They themselves would go out and raise funds.
Excellent.
And then we also contribute funds as the sponsor of the race. So we're one of the two main co-sponsors with PSCU this year, and the funds we contribute to the race underwrite the race.
Right.
Which means every dollar that is raised goes to children's hospitals,
Beautiful.
Goes to CMN hospitals. And so we participate on an employee level, participate in a volunteer level, fundraising, sponsorship, underwriting. It's here in Madison. Obviously, we're participating and sending people there. It's up and down the road.
You guys got it. You have it covered, by golly. You got it covered. So, I mean, what are the goals? Obviously, to raise money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals, the whole network nationwide. What are there other goals that you guys have in mind?
Our goals, showing the credit union difference mm-hmm. to Congress, helping families and their children. Mm-hmm. I've been to, and other employees have been to children's hospitals, and we see what they've been able to do. And it's more than just helping kids; it's providing that support for families, yep. and then ultimately being an organization that is part of the credit union movement, and we want to help our community. And funds that are raised here flow back to their local children's Miracle Network hospital. So it's just not hospitals in the D.C. area that benefit, it's hospitals across the United States.
Yeah, exactly. And being a dad of 6-year-old twin girls, and we have frequent flyer mileage at our local children's hospital. So thank you for all those. And that's why I'm a huge proponent of this organization as well. So pretty cool stuff here. How can people sign up to participate? Even the people that can't make it to the race, what can they do? How can they participate?
So they can go online and actually contribute dollars to the race. Those dollars that are contributed to the race flow back to their local credit union. So it's matched up based on their zip code. So if they gave $25, mm-hmm. they're living in Milwaukee, those $25 would go into the total pot for what's being raised, but those $25 would flow back to the Wisconsin Children's Hospital in Milwaukee and benefit the local hospital. And for credit unions, if they want to get involved, certainly they can send teams to run and participate right in D.C. It's a great event when the sun comes up over the monuments. It's beautiful. But they can also do things locally. We visited our local children's hospital. We've done a big check presentation with our senator here in Madison. We participated in telethons to amplify the message. So there's things you can just do in your local area. This builds on that. This gives you kind of a national platform, but the benefits go very local.
Yeah, I think that the exposure for credit unions as well is pretty phenomenal too, especially in D.C.
It's like, but, absolutely.
If it's the biggest, 18,000 people, probably pushed 20,000 this year, I would imagine. So.
It sells out as soon as the race opens. It sells out.
Oh my gosh!
In terms of getting bibs to be able to run in the race.
Do you run?
No, I volunteer. I'm really good at bag check, and so I've done that over the last decade.
Because I was going to ask you, like, what types of strategies do you have to win this thing besides taking the Metro to the finish or something like that?
So Holly Fearing has been one of our, for a long time, has been our team captain for our race team. And Holly's strategy, which I support, is she finds the fastest runners at our company.
Okay.
And then gets them out to D.C. to run the race. That's why we ended up winning one year.
Got you. Hey, I heard that one year, maybe it was last year or the year before, that a credit union person finished seventh overall, because there's a lot of professional runners that run this race. I mean, super fast, like Olympic caliber people, but a credit union person seventh overall, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. We've had some employees who have reached a certain threshold that allows them to run with the professionals next year.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine how fast they must be when they're running with professionals from Africa and Europe and around the world.
No, thank you. I don't know if I can drive that fast, especially in downtown D.C. All right, Chris. Well, anything else to wrap up here? I mean, thank you very much for your support in this event, as always. And it's just, I can't wait to go check it. I may be there in person myself, so I'm going to try to get out there this year and check it out and see and my gosh, seeing the cherry blossoms bloom on those trees in the springtime is well worth the trip in itself. So it's just a pretty cool deal all the way around.
I guess first, thank you for getting the word out about the race and so that other credit unions can hear about it. And it's when you're out on the mall and you see the sun comes up and the cherry blossoms are in full bloom, it is a beautiful place to be. Beautiful. And when everyone's running, Even though they're running a 10-mile run, everyone has smiles. It's just such a positive event.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right, Chris. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Look forward to seeing you out there bright and early that Saturday. Or is it Saturday or Sunday? I can't remember. But either day.
April 2nd.
April 2nd. Early morning, April 2nd, before the sun comes up. We'll see you there. And get out there and sign up. This is a fun race to do as well. So, and you get to see the sights. So very cool. Thanks again, Chris. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.